Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. You guys are in for a massive, massive treat today. I'm so excited. I just had the opportunity of meeting personally face-to-face with Jeremy Ryan Slate. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave. I am stoked to be hanging out with you here, man, after we just met at Podcast Movement a couple weeks ago.
It was awesome. That's awesome. We've talked back and forth through email a ton, but we've never had face-to-face meetings. So it was really kind of cool, and I'm super, super excited to kind of talk about this. So you guys have to understand, Jeremy has a ton of experience, obviously around the whole podcast movement, but more specifically, we want to spend a lot of time kind of talking about personal brand and content strategy and all that kind of stuff. But if you guys haven't checked out his podcast, definitely take a look at Create Your Own Life. He's top-rated host for Create Your Own Life podcast, also the co-founder, COO of GetFeatured.com, which helps people get featured on podcasts. So we'll obviously be talking a little bit about the podcast and how it actually helps and benefits you in your business. But more specifically, we really want to kind of spend more time talking about this whole idea as far as a personal brand from a content strategy standpoint. So, Jeremy, anything else you want to say before we just dive right into this topic?
Well, I think people always find it interesting to find out I have a pet pig, so I'm also a pig father.
That's right. I forgot that. Well, congratulations on being a father of a pig.
Awesome, man.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what is the pig's name?
His name is Remington, because my wife wanted to give him like an old English name. So we were going between Wellington and Remington, and Tractor Supply had a Remington collar, so we went with that.
I love it. So props out to Remington. That's pretty cool. So this is a potbelly pig, or what kind of pig is this?
He's a miniature pig, so he's a combination of potbelly and Juliana. So he's about a year and a half old now, and he's only like 30 pounds, so he's not that big.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, between I've got pigs with you and with Dana Derricks, I've got goats. So it's I just moved out to Idaho. I feel like I'm becoming this big farmer all of a sudden. So I'm glad to know I've got friends with animals.
Yeah, man.
All right, so let's kind of dive right in here. Tell me, let's talk about this whole idea as far as the what you're doing these days, more from a personal brand, from a content strategy. You've been doing podcasts for years, and obviously you understand the value of podcasts, and you were a podcast movement for that reason, but you've really started to venture outside of that, and that's really what I want to focus on is what are some of the things you're doing outside of the current podcast stuff that's you're seeing a lot of success in your own business?
Well, I have the stuff with Get Featured, how we've been training people to become a great podcast guest, and we're getting them placed on shows. But a lot of what's happened for me is since I started Create Your Own Life, I've started to get a lot of notoriety, started to get noticed by a lot of different people. And I was kind of looking at what everybody else has been doing in terms of building a personal brand. And I realized I've kind of approached it in a very, very different way. I'm from a small town, so the thing you find when you're in a small town is it's really easy to become a celebrity like on a local level and not like actually be like a real legit celebrity. So it's been something that I've been doing over the last few years of actually starting to, you know, get involved with local community groups, speaking in front of Rotary clubs, getting in some of the free newspapers and stuff that go around your area, getting on local websites and things like that. And it's kind of crazy because especially you'll find on the local level and even in some of these bigger cities. I've been helping somebody recently with this project that lives in Toronto, and that's a large city. It's interesting when they see something about a local person doing things, they get really, really excited. And that's kind of the way to get your feet wet in terms of getting your first media coverage. So for me, like that's a different way I've been pursuing it than a lot of people. That's kind of changed the game because, you know, it's hard to get on a lot of these major placements, especially when you're new in a space. So I tell people to start thinking local first, and it starts to create that celebrity a lot faster than you think it would.
So Jeremy, let's kind of talk, why would a person who is, again, obviously our audience here are building sales funnels and are specializing in that, why would that type of a thing be so important to them in their business?
Well, I think especially I've found this with I'm working with mainly service-based business owners. And the reason that I think that's a big deal is when you provide a service, you know, based on your notoriety, you're actually able to charge different amounts. You're probably very good at what you're doing, but you need to be able to charge more based on being a celebrity in your space. So like I always observe this kind of this one marketer and branding guy, his name's David Breyer. And David is somebody that's a mentor to me, told me to check out. And this person wasn't quite you know, charging what they wanted for their services, but take a look at what David's doing. He's doing an amazing job. I'm like, okay, cool. And the thing I noticed is he is getting in fast company. He's doing all these different things. He's taking every gig he can, and that's why he's able to charge $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for a service, which is an amazing service, but it's because he's created that want. He's created that credibility. He's created that expert status. And I know especially for what people that are users of ClickFunnels are doing, they're really looking to create that opinion leader status. And when you do that, you really can – you know, get people to act easier because they see you as the opinion leader, but you can also charge more for your service. And that's a huge life changer for a lot of people if they can charge more for a service.
I love that. I think that's one of the things I want to make sure people understand is the value here in really getting involved in some of the local media type of stuff. Take, for example, right now, we've got a huge event coming 7 days from today. It's actually going to be our viral video launch party. And it's really kind of an interesting thing. Boise isn't a huge, even though it's the capital of Idaho, it's not a really, really large town. It's not like a Chicago, New York, LA type of area. But even though we've got a lot of celebrity in outside of this area, we don't have that much really in this area as far as who is ClickFunnels, what does ClickFunnels do? And so we actually have our viral video launch party down at the Boise State Stadium. We're going up into the skybox, and then we're going down in the Boise State turf and competing for a Guinness World Record. For the largest human bubble soccer game. So the crazy thing I've noticed is as we started to go out to some of the local press and people here, they're really familiar. One of the large companies in our area here is T-Sheets, Timesheets. Big, they're building a huge building, all that kind of stuff. But we're not known locally as well as we are outside. And I think for us as a company, it's been one of the things and really why I wanted to kind of talk about this whole idea as far as local, going after your own local market is to establish that type of credibility. Even though, yes, ClickFunnels is a service business, it's not the type of a service business you just referenced. And I think it's really important as you take a look at your business to realize the value that you can provide to other people based on how well people know you and who you're known by. And I think I loved some of the stuff that you were talking about even before you started recording as far as some of the stuff you were talking about as far as verifying a Twitter account and why that's important. So if you don't mind, kind of help people understand what are some of the things they can do to really establish themselves as that celebrity online and offline?
Well, I think first of all, Dave, it comes to having your content strategy. And a lot of people do a really poor job off the bat of setting up their website. And one of the big things you have to have is you have to have some form of content that you're delivering, whether it be a YouTube video, whether it be a podcast, whether it be a blog. I kind of think blogging is losing a lot of steam over the years. But for me, I found podcasting to be kind of the strongest thing to do it off of. But on that website, you can have your podcast feed. And the other big thing a lot of people forget is a media page. Because if people are looking at you as a celebrity, you want to show all of the media that you're gathering. So if you go to my website and look at my media tab, it's going to have every podcast I've been on, every article I've written, every place I've appeared as a guest or been featured. And that's just really important because if you're starting with getting press on a local level, they're going to look for that. If you're putting out press releases and different things, you've got to learn how to play that traditional game so that you can get a lot of these other things. So having that content strategy for me was a podcast. And the reason I found that to be awesome, number one, is I'm an academic writer. So like moving to writing copy and stuff was like really hard for me. It was like really hard to do. So I found interviewing and chatting with people to be much, much easier for me to do. And the second thing that achieves is it actually gives you positioning. You know, when they see me and they see me with Dave Woodward, they're like, wow, you're with Dave. You must be a star. You know, they see you positioned next to a lot of these people that are celebrities in your niche or celebrities that are associated with your niche. You start to look a bit more important. And now the thing that's brilliant about this is you can actually take that content and use it in other places. Use it. I like to call it the 5-step content strategy. The first being, you know, write a blog post that's kind of a layout. Find an expert and interview that expert for a podcast. Take that and then make it into a YouTube video, which you then get transcribed and used for quote cards, articles, and things in different places. Because now you're using a piece of content once, and you're able to do it in so many different places that it really changes the game. So you start with that content hub, and it really helps you to have something to show. Because the thing that we can take advantage of on the local level, and that's why I always concentrate on this, is they don't quite understand the whole internet marketing game yet. They don't quite get it because they're so based in the traditional way of things. So for me, when I first launched my podcast, I did 50,000 downloads pretty quickly. And in the grand scheme of things, that's not huge. But to traditional media, they see that, and that's a huge number to them. They have no idea. So they wanted to cover that. I was in the newspaper. I was on TV. I was in all these different places because I put that out there. So when you have that content strategy of creating a lot of unique content and positioning yourself with people that are opinion leaders and also having your website put together in the right way so that when people go back there, you actually show the credibility you've created, it's really easy to start creating that celebrity on a local level and then using that to create an even bigger, you know, spans, because for me, it's gone global. You know, the podcast has been downloaded in 165 countries. So it really is kind of starting on that local level, and it's a whole lot more attainable than just shooting and trying to get some of these different publications like Inc. and Forbes and all this stuff. And it's not attainable off the bat, but you have to start somewhere and have that content strategy.
I love that. I think one of the main things we've even looked at, because obviously we do a lot of stuff with Russell, and the hard part for us was for years, we really never even had much of a media page for him. And we get a ton of, I mean, I personally get literally hundreds of requests all the time from to have Russell speak, to be have on podcasts, to travel. I mean, literally all around the world. And yet the crazy thing is I've noticed as we started putting together more of a media page and putting things out there, even as far as the speaking fees and different things like that, how it actually has almost elevated the game as far as those people who start contacting us. They contact us in a different way. And so I think, especially if you're a service provider, it's really an important thing for you to take a look at in your business as far as establishing yourself as that celebrity, utilizing you're going to see as we start rolling out some of the new things with ClickFunnels, we're going to encourage a lot of our customers when they first come into ClickFunnels to create their own hero funnel, which basically is they're going to be their own page about them, who they are, and all that kind of stuff. And I think there's a lot of credibility and validity to that, where all of a sudden you can basically have it out there as far as kind of like what you mentioned. You know, you almost borrow some of the other celebrity from other people. And this has been done for years, whether it's pictures you're taking, you know, you get taken with you and someone else, whether it's Richard Branson or any of the Shark Tank members or wherever else. I mean, we've seen this literally for years and years. But I think the key for one of the things you were making mention, which I really want to explore a little deeper, and that is, how do you actually maximize, what are some of the things at a local level people should be doing, and how should they be connecting? What types of things should they be putting on that page? What are things that are going to matter most there?
Well, here's the craziest part about that, Dave, that I just tell people that they don't even think of, and it's a really easy thing, is having a lot of your copy on your website actually written in third person. Because if you think about how a PR or publicity firm is going to handle somebody and they put together their website, is they're going to write about somebody who's a, quote, celebrity in third person. So just having your website put together in that way positions you well just to begin with. But that media page is just – it's crazy that you just click on that and you're like, wow, look at all the stuff this person has done. And I was just talking to my wife about this morning because she's been in PR for years. But the media game is really changing. You know, it's really changing and shifting. But a lot of those traditional ways of doing things still have a foothold. And that's why having your website put together in the right way in terms of having that media page is a really big deal, because it shows all these different things that you've done. And when people look at that, they're like, oh my gosh, I don't have any media. And if you haven't gotten local stuff yet, one of the easiest things that I've found is to offer to guest post for small blogs in your niche, because that starts to build that page and build that credibility. Because if you can build credibility, you know, somebody may just find you in a Google search if you've done a good enough job, and all of a sudden you get press because you're showing up and you look like a credible authority person on that topic. It's super important to have that all put together like that.
I love that. So guest posting on small blogs, what are some other things people can be doing to get some of that credibility, things they could add to their media page?
Yeah, well, podcasts is always one. YouTube videos is another. Press releases, which I always love people saying, oh, press releases are dead, but they're not. Because like I said, on the local level, a lot of stuff doesn't happen with local people. So if you send out a press release, I can't tell you the number of them that I've sent out and local newspapers have picked up word for word. You know, if you go over on my website, there's four columns. That fourth column, half of it are press releases I've written and the newspapers picked up. So you really need to talk about things you're doing and also find local groups that you can get involved with. So I got my start 3 years ago talking at Rotary clubs. And it's funny how connected a lot of Rotary members are, and you don't realize it until you start talking for those groups and you get more and more and more opportunities, which in 2015 actually got a trip for me to Peru for a month to do a service project over there, which I then wrote a press release about local business owner going to Peru, and it got picked up. So it's crazy the different things you should do. you know, if you do a fitness event, like for me, I did a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project where I pulled an army tank and it was like 80,000 pounds. It was really cool. And my wife
awesome.
Wrote a press. Yeah, my wife wrote a press release and they actually interviewed me for an article for the newspaper. So it's really about looking at what you're doing and figuring out what's newsworthy and presenting it to a newspaper or a magazine or somebody locally. Because we have in New Jersey, we have a lot of local magazines too. Like that one of the big ones around here is called 201 Magazine because there's a phone area code around here called 201. And a lot of stuff that you send in, they'll actually pick up and they'll run. So it's really just thinking about what's newsworthy about what I'm doing in my business. Just saying I want to get more press is a really bad idea because there has to be something newsworthy about it. Like, is there a certain way you're doing it? Is there a certain thing you're doing with the proceeds? Like, you have to always think about that. What's going to make the media care or give a crap about what I'm doing?
I love that. So I think as far as our audience who are, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, many of them using funnels, and we've got, you know, six different niches that really typically specialize on our platform. And one of those really is the professional services. And I know that it's a difficult thing for a lot of them to think as far as what types of things could they then use from their media page on their funnel to help things convert?
Well, one thing is logos. Logos are always nice. The local press is a little bit more difficult to put it on there, but if you can grab, maybe you're doing, like I was talking about podcasts, if you're doing podcast guests in different places, one of the things that I've really enjoyed is if you take those clips of interviews and you actually clip out the parts where you talk about something really great, but you also want to have the interviewer in that clip asking you the question because it adds credibility to you just by you getting interviewed. You know, the fact that somebody's interviewing you makes you look more credible. So let's say you're a financial expert, right? And you have a landing page selling a financial services product and somebody's interviewing you about something very particular to your method. Clip out that 30-second clip and put it on your landing page. And now you just added more credibility to hopefully increase your conversion percentage on that page because now somebody's interviewing you. You look more important because you're getting interviewed. And it's made a big difference for you in what you're doing as a service business owner.
I love that. Well, I know one of the things you've talked a lot about, obviously, here has been podcasts, and it's probably one of the – I mean, for one, you've got an amazing podcast yourself. You also help other people get onto podcasts. This has been a topic that I've had recently quite a few discussions with a lot of people. Part of it, obviously, was I was at even Podcast Movement. But the crazy thing I'm seeing right now is the ability for people to get a lot of celebrity status from that podcast, kind of like what you just mentioned. What are some tips? I know, obviously, your whole business, GetFeatured.com, is focused on getting people onto podcasts. But what are a couple of different tips and things you could tell people that they should do to get featured?
Yeah, no, the first thing is having your speaker page together because a lot of people don't have a speaker one sheet, which is an important place to start having, you know, your picture, some talking points in there and a good bio because it just positions you as more professional. It's kind of easier to get people to look at you. So that's kind of the first thing you should have. The second thing is getting kind of your three-part strategy down. Like, what are you going to talk about in these shows? So we always tell people there's three parts to what you should be doing as a podcast guest. The first thing is your story, somebody that's going to emotionally connect with that story. So you need to have that story down. Second thing is a message, you know, something that you can actually teach people. And I tell people to concentrate on just one thing because if you try to teach them five, they're gone. So what's that one thing you can teach them as a message? And then a call to action. Like, what action do you want them to take? Where do you want them to go? So you have that down, and then look at what shows exist in your niche. It's crazy the number of shows that are out there. Start small and look for smaller shows. Look for shows with less reviews. Look for shows that don't have a lot of episodes because they're probably looking for guests to get started because you may have a lot of credibility in your space, but in the podcast space, you don't. So you have to start smaller. And once you have a few of those built up, it's easier and easier to approach bigger shows and start getting on some of those larger shows. But here's the thing that a lot of people screw up with is just sending out these blast mass emails to podcast hosts. And you probably give them as much as I do, Dave. I hate them. I hate them. And you know, for me, I use my middle name and my branding just so that I rank better in search. So I know when somebody's like not actually like a listener to my show or something, they're like, hey, Ryan, how's it going? I'm like, yep, you don't know me. So one of the big things is writing emails of why this is going to matter to that person's audience. Because if you have an audience service first, it really, really, really changes the game. Like when you had me on here, one of the first things I ask you is how can I help your audience? And a lot of people have to have that in mind because when you're service first, people are going to come back and find you because now they want to buy from you because you are a person of value.
I love that. I think that's awesome. So let's kind of, if you don't mind, I know we've got just a few minutes left here. I want to kind of go through the three parts you just said as a guest. I mean, obviously, you're an amazing person. It's easy to interview you. I mean, for one, I've known you for a while now, and it's just kind of fun. But let's just kind of role play this thing out as three parts as a guest. So let's go through a real quick story. I'll have you teach something, and then let's have you give a call to action.
Yeah, so here's the interesting thing, Dave. Like, my story is the fact that I wanted to be a college professor forever. So I got my master's degree, and it was this thing that I always wanted, and I didn't get into the PhD program I wanted. So next thing you know, I'm teaching in high school. I'm miserable. I hated my life. And then my mom had a debilitating stroke. She lost her ability to speak. She lost the use of the right side of her body. So I was emotionally crushed, man. Like, I literally was in this place where I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And I went on a search for answers. And I found that the only way that I was really going to learn was to become a student. And by learning from other people, I realized that if I could learn, I could really teach something, because when you're learning, you become a best teacher. So by that, I find that my real big message that I'm trying to teach people is, how can you be of service? And for me, interviewing in a podcast is a great way to do that. And because I'm able to learn from these people that probably wouldn't give me the time of day, was I just just regular Joe Schmo, but because I have a platform and I'm willing to offer them service, I can learn from them, I can get credibility from them, I can get positioning for them, and sometimes, once in a while, like yourself, I get to hang out with them. Really cool. And that's why I really love to have people use a podcast to create a personal brand. And that's why, for me, I created a 100-page ebook on how you can create a podcast, which you can find over at jeremyryanslate.com/podcastbook. How was that, Dave?
Dude, that was awesome. Holy cow. Seriously, that was like 2 minutes. I mean, it's fantastic.
It doesn't have to be long, man. It's just by having those three things line up. And you can make it longer, shorter, or you can – the big thing a lot of people have to realize is you have to be able to tell that story through different lenses. And kind of put me on the spot there, so I had to just kind of make it work. But like, if I'm on Entrepreneur on Fire, I'm going to tell it a different way than if I'm on another show. It has to be the right way for that audience.
And I think, as it is with any time you're going to do anything with a media aspect, you really need to know your audience. And doing that homework beforehand helps a ton. But Jeremy, you're just such, again, I had such a great time with you at Podcast Movement. You were so kind to kind of come up and introduce yourself. You were super kind to my son Chandler, which is always, as a dad, it makes it that much more exciting for me. But I can tell you, one of the things I loved is literally the idea that you just made mention of there, and that is, you are always out there trying to do whatever you can to be of service to other people. And I would hope that everybody who's listening here, that you start taking that from Jeremy, from his whole life as far as being of service. That as you do that, and instead of trying just to go out after media for your own good, if you start really trying to be of service out in the media, they're going to come flocking to you, and you're going to get a ton more requests and everything else. So, Jeremy, again, thank you so much for just being an example of that and just being out there crushing it like you are.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. I really appreciate you having me, and I hope your audience found something of value here, because if I can help them create life on their own terms, then it made a big difference for me.
Perfect. I want to make sure you guys have the call to action there again. If you guys want – again, it's a 100-page ebook that Jeremy's been kind enough to give away for those of my listeners here. So go to jeremyryanslate.com/podcastbook. Again, jeremyryanslate.com/podcastbook, and I will make sure it's in the show notes as well. But again, Jeremy, thank you so much. Any other parting words?
I would just tell everybody, don't listen to what other people say. Go chase your dreams, guys.
I love it. Jeremy, again, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon, bud.
Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is, we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car, and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.